Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, here on Season 5, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here in Season 5, using the commentary of the Sfarna with the notes, translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz, we're going to be taking a big, not really a big hiatus, a little hiatus over the big holiday of Pesach, Passover, otherwise known as Spring Break, Lahavdil, in secular society, for about a week or so. Then we'll come back, God willing, finish up the last few prakim, last few chapters, chapter 5 and 6, and a little bit of 4 if we can get to it by the end of the week. Then, God willing, we will take our big summer hiatus, and God willing, come back for Season 6 with a new commentary, new comments, and with the new way of going about it. Here we are in one of my favorite Mishnahs in all of Pirkei Avos. I know I say that a lot about a lot of the Mishnahs because that's how much I love Pirkei Avos, my favorite sefer of all time. Every single Mishnah has so much to teach us, so much to tell us. Remember about this life is not the true life. It's not the true existence. This is Olam Hazem, but Olam Emes, Olam Haba is the world that comes after 120. So listen to this. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, Olam Hazem Doma Leprozer Befnei HaOlam Haba. The world, this world is like a lobby before the world to come. This is not the real existence. This is not the real world. There is so much more ahead of us in the next world. Make sure to remember that, to realize that. Hat kein atzmacha beprozdor kedei shetikanes latraklin. Make sure to prepare yourself in the lobby so that you may enter the banquet hall. Are you going to fully load yourself up on the shmorgan? Have you no room for the amazing wonderfulness that is in the banquet hall? Are you going to waste all your time, waste away in the shmorg, not realizing there's a whole nother room, a whole big aspect of the simcha with delicious meat, delicious chicken, delicious fish and soup? Why would you waste everything away just to have some sushi when you're missing out on the rest of the meal? Don't forget, load up on the right things, lighten up yourself, okay? Get a thing or two in the first aspect, but realize what's really to come. The Gemara has another phrase that teaches us also that the world to come is like Shabbos. Prepare yourself an Erev Shabbos so that you can eat on Shabbos. If someone doesn't cook on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, for many people, and Shabbos comes, you're going to be starving, you're going to have nothing left to eat, you're going to have nothing to eat for the meals. If a person would have just realized to sit back and to be involved, and to actually work themselves and actually have themselves prepared properly with themselves involved in getting ready for Shabbos, if they just had a little foresight, they just had a little legwork, they just prepared a little bit on those preceding days of Shabbos, they could have eaten on Shabbos. So too, in this life is like Erev Shabbos. Prepare yourself in this life. Work on getting mitzvos. Work on getting yourself involved. Work on making sure that you have the ability to stack up the mitzvos, the chesed, and the Torah for the next world. Make sure you have the ability to do so. Another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches us that this world is for tshuva u'ma'asin tovim. This world is for real work, because in the next world you can't do any work. You can't get any actions accomplished. You can't do any activity. Next world is just for receiving everything you did in this world. The next world is just for benefiting for whatever you did in this world. Whatever level you got to in this world, that's what you benefit. That's what you enjoy in the world to come. That's what you can do in the world to come. But in this world, Yafa Tshuva U'Masim Tovim Be'Olam Hazeh, Yafa Sha'achas V'Tshuva U'Masim Tovim Be'Olam Hazeh, Mikol Chaya Olam Haba. Better to do work. It is best to do work in this world better than anything in the next world. And it's better to have the Nachar and Korat Ruach, the Yafa Sha'achas, Minachar Korat Ruach, Be'Olam Haba, Mikol Chaya Olam Hazeh. And really, all the benefit of the next world is better than any pleasure you can have in this world. Because this world is about action. This world is about doing, making sure to accomplish whatever you can. More Torah, more mitzvos, more chesed. Do as much as you can in this world and benefit from it from the world to come. because we only have one life. We only have ability to do whatever we can in this world. There's not much to be able to be done in the next world. You can only benefit from what you do in this world. So remember that this is only the corridor. Remember, this is the first room. Don't waste everything in the first room when you have a whole second room to come. Make sure you come with you. Make sure you get all those diamonds. You get every single one you can. Like the idea of the analogy, someone's walking on the beach, he sees all of these starfish, starts throwing one at a time into the sea. Someone comes to him and says, "What are you doing, you fool? You can't get all the starfish." And he responds, he says, "Every starfish I got is a starfish saved." So to every mitzvah you could do in this world, every chesed you could do, every learning Torah you could do is another Torah, another mitzvah, another chesed that you gain that you could take with you after 120. Because after 120, you don't take the house, you don't take the car, you don't take anything material, you only take your good name, your mitzvahs, your chesed, whatever you can with you. Also the idea of the fox that goes under a fence, sees a ton of delicious grapes, keeps eating them, but then gets too big to go across. So what he does is he starves himself again, and then he tries to eat it again, and then he gets too fat again, and then he has to starve himself until he finally realizes if you threw those grapes over, you could enjoy them on the other side, you wouldn't have to eat and starve, eat and starve. In our life, what grape can we throw over the wall? What can we say for ourselves? What can we do to make sure we will enter the world to come by preparing in this world, doing what we can properly in this world, the lobby that is before the world to come? Sorno points out that the world to come, the world is like a lobby, means that man's presence there does not serve a purpose unto itself, but it's for the purpose of preparing himself to enter the palace, find favor there in the eyes of the king. Indeed, that is the ultimate goal. He who does not grasp this truth will have spent his time there in vain, and so it is in this transitory life, chayesha'a. He who does not attain eternal life here on earth has lived in vain. And Rabbi Pelkovitz points out in the commentary that it works for the next few Mishnahs, so we will take that next time. But remember that the world to come is the world of the MS, the world where we can benefit from whatever we did here. So every day, get a little Torah involved, a little chesed involved, do what you can to make the world better, so that when you enter the world to come, you'll enter like royalty, properly having used your life here of 120 years, being involved in Torah, being involved in chesed, being involved in learning whatever you can every single day to make the world around you better and to make your life better every single day, little by little, that is the lobby of this world. Join us next time as we talk that famous phrase of Yafa Sha Achas, better in this world one thing versus better in the next world another thing, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.